98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Appleton Police and the U.S. Marshals Service arrested a 29-year-old Appleton resident Friday for distribution of child sexual abuse material, also called child pornography. Alec J. Rowley is wanted in Polk County, Florida, on a felony warrant for 100 counts related to distribution of child porn. Appleton Police said in a press release that at this time, there's no evidence to suggest any children in the Appleton area were harmed. Rowley was booked into the Outagamie County Jail pending extradition to Florida. Meanwhile, in Oshkosh, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Special Response Team, OPD, and the Lake Winnebago Metropolitan Enforcement Group worked together last week to serve a federal search warrant. A press release from the OPD emphasized that the federal action was not related to any immigration operations. Instead, it dealt with federal narcotics and firearms violations. Well, Saturday was Valentine's Day, and if it didn't quite turn out the way you planned, just know it could have been worse. Several police departments across the state provided jilted lovers a cathartic way to observe the holiday. They made an offer to take exes, who happen to have warrants, into jail. Facebook posts from the Neenah Police, Brilliant, Horicon, and even the Kewaunee County Sheriff's Departments, among others, used the day devoted to lovers to ask, "Does your ex have a warrant? Tell us their location." There's no word on how many cheating exes statewide were caught up in the warrant fever. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Giannis says he's almost ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo held a press conference during the NBA All-Star Weekend in L.A. and was asked how his calf injury is coming along.
I feel good. I feel 100%, to be honest with you. I just got to check the boxes, right? So I got to do things. Now I got to get on the court. I got to play some one-on-one, 3-on-3.
The Bucks returned to action Friday in New Orleans against the Pelicans. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Ohio State to play the Buckeyes 7:30 tomorrow night. The Badgers now 18-7 after beating Michigan State. At the Winter Olympics, Wisconsin speed skater Jordan Stolz, next event coming up this Thursday morning in the 1500-meter race. Stolz setting a new Olympic record of just 33.7 seconds in the 500-meter over the weekend to earn his second gold medal.
Yeah, it feels amazing to do it in a distance that's right, a much closer margin, but I'm super thankful to have two golds.
That's speed skater Jordan Stolz with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Clouds at first, then becoming mostly sunny. Unseasonably warm today again with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low near 32. Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-40s, rain developing at night.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.